It was back on the field for the Tigers, taking on another AL West opponent, looking for their third straight series win against a team from that division. But Detroit will now need to win their next two games against Seattle in order to win that series, as the Mariners beat the Tigers 9-3 at Comerica Park on Tuesday. Seattle scored six times in the third inning and went on for the win. Game two of the three-game set is tonight at 7:10, a 6:50 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox were also back on the field, losers of four straight, and were without manager Tony La Russa last night, who had to leave before the game with a health issue. Kansas City remained a thorn in the side of the White Sox after the Royals beat the Sox 9-7. The Sox and Royals meet again tonight at 8:10. La Russa is expected to have tests today. The Blue Jays picked up their second straight win over the Cubs with a 5-2 win on Tuesday night. The Oscar Hernandez hit a three-run home run, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. also went deep for Toronto. The Cubs are back at the Jays tonight at 7:07. The WNBA playoffs resume tonight with Connecticut at Chicago in Game 2 of that WNBA semifinal series. Connecticut leads the best-of-five-game series 1-0. The game tips off at 8 o'clock in Chicago. The other semifinal series is Seattle and Las Vegas. Game 2 of that series is tied at 10 o'clock in Las Vegas, with Seattle leading the series 1-0. A one-time former Bear, then Bronco, is now an Indianapolis Colt. But not Chicago Bear or Denver Bronco, but St. Joe Bear and Western Michigan Bronco. Wesley French, a 2015 graduate of St. Joseph High School, went and played his college football at Western Michigan, has made the 53-man roster of the Indianapolis Colts. French was an undrafted free agent out of Western Michigan. He played on the offensive lines at both St. Joe and Western. He'll now do the same for the Colts on Sundays. Midwest League Baseball on Tuesday had West Michigan with a 5-1 win at Fort Wayne. South Bend over visiting Lansing 4-3. And Lake County won at Great Lakes 8-1. Junior College Volleyball last night. Muskegon Community College beat Lake Michigan College 3-0. High school sports from Tuesday. In boys soccer, Howardsville Christian beat Michigan Lutheran 4-1. South Haven and Holland Black River played to a scoreless tie. Edwardsburg beat Marshall 4-1. Coldwater over Otsego 6-2. And Dewan Jack beat Three Rivers 2-1. In boys tennis, St. Joe with a 7-1 win over Lakeshore. Kalamazoo Hackett beat Buchanan 8-0. And Three Rivers beat Niles also 8-0. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, August 31st, I'm Dave Wolfe.